In the US. He's the first person in America's history to be put to death by nitrogen gas, which his lawyers say made him a guinea pig. But Alabama's governor says he's paid for his horrendous crimes. Department of Corrections Commissioner John Hamm confirmed the procedure took 22 minutes.
Smith was executed for the 1988 capital murder of Elizabeth Dorleen Sennett in Colbert County. Smith was pronounced deceased by physicians at 8:25 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Rishi Sunak's not endorsing calls for an inquiry into failings surrounding Nottingham killer Valdo Calacane. It has emerged his mental health struggles were known to authorities before he stabbed three people to death last June. Israel is carrying out what it calls precise operations against Hamas and Khan Yunis in Gaza on the day its actions are judged on a world stage. The International Court of Justice is hearing a case of genocide against the Palestinian people brought by South Africa. Israel strongly denies the claims. Jo Bluen is an international relations expert.
It is a remarkable moment. You know, South Africa's really pushed the law to its limits.
Scientists want to take a new blood test to a larger trial after finding it can detect types of brain cancer without risky surgery. Patients with inoperable tumours could particularly benefit because an early diagnosis would allow for treatments to begin sooner. Sport and 10-time Australian Open tennis champion Novak Djokovic has been knocked out of the semi-finals of this year's tournament by Italian Jannik Sinner. The top seed was beaten in four sets, ending his bid for a record 25th major title. And in cricket, and India's cricketers are in control as they bat on day two of the first test against England. A short time ago, the hosts were on 291 for five. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks, Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This morning, any early cloud and showers clear to leave a dry and bright day with plenty of wintry sunshine. A windy start this morning, but easing later on. 8 degrees is your high today. Tonight will remain dry and there's going to be mainly clear skies throughout. Just the odd patch of cloud drifting by at times. Light to gentle winds and 2 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a decade's breakfast, exactly 3 minutes past eight, Friday 26th of January. Songs on the way from Amy Stewart, Alison Moyet, also, she won Basildon, you know. She come from Basildon originally. And also Adam and the Ants. This is 70s at... No, it's not. It's 80 to 8. What am I talking about? Mikey in the morning. Stuck an hour ago.
80s at 8.
First on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:15 then on Friday, 26th of January. So you've just heard Amy Stewart, Knock on Wood, Alison Moyet, Weak in the Presence of Beauty, be written about me, and the Ants there with Goody Two Shoes. We've got Aztec Canberra and Bananarama on the way next.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich 2-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Somewhere
First on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:23 then on Friday, 26th of January. We've got Bow Wow Wow on the mic next.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM travel news. Right, Wilson's Corner, very slow from most angles. Ongar Road isn't as bad as it normally is, though. It's slow from that Robin Public House. From there, down to Wilson's Corner and back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout is quite slow. Shenfield Road is slow from just before Hutton Road traffic lights down to Wilson's Corner and back again. Middleton Hall Lane is very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down at the Avenue Button roundabout. From there, up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common traffic lights is slow. Seven Arches Road starts to slow down at King George's Splash Park. From there, up to Shenfield Common traffic lights, that seems to be quite slow. But the other direction seems to be fine. Everything looks hunky-dory outside Brentwood Station. The High Street's quite slow, though, presumably because of the roadworks, which are near the King's Road traffic lights. London Road starts to slow down at London Road Cemetery. From there, up to Wilson's Corner and back again to King's Road traffic light seems to be slow. Hutton Road, it seems to be okay. It's a little bit sticky outside Shenfield Station, but everything else is hunky-dory there. Hanging Hill Lane is slow from the junction with Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School and from the Cost Cutter supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Over in Billericay, the A176 starts to slow down just as it's coming up to the Langdon Road roundabout, and the slowness continues up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. Also, we've got some slowness on Western Road from Shanklin Avenue. From there, down to the traffic lights with the A129 seems to be slow, and back again. It's very, very slow there, especially outside Topps Pizza. There's a couple of closed-off roads. I think that's causing a little bit of mayhem this morning. The top of the High Street's a bit slow from St John's School down to the lane. No, down to the Norsey Road junction. The other direction seems to be fine. And also, Norsey Road seems to be slow from Lilford Road, is that? From Lilford Road, right the way across to the junction with Jackson's Lane. The other direction's not so bad, although it is quite slow as well. On to the motorways. The M11, London bound. Slow traffic there between Junction 5, Loughton, and Junction 4, the A406. Now, the QE2 bridge is slow moving across the bridge, but following an earlier broken down vehicle that was blocking one lane. All the lanes have now been reopened, though. M25 anti-clockwise is slow from Junction 29, the A127, to Junction 28, the A12. A127 eastbound is slow between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. A127 London bound is slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen interchange. A12 London bound is slow between Junction 24 Kelvin North and Junction 22 Whittam North, and the A13 westbound is slow from the Stifford interchange going towards the M25 at Junction 30. This is due to the lane closure that was on the QE2 bridge. It should be clearing up soon. And that's it. They're the only problems I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 20 30 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Jump around. I can get a train. I don't need with us under the boardwalk.
Yeah, man, I got my head down.
Let's throw down.
Oh, when the sun beats down, let's put tar up on the roof. And the streets get so hot, wish your tired feet were fireproof. From the sand you hear the happy sounds of the kerosene. Ooh, you can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell under the boardwalk down by the sea. Yeah. All I'm thinking, my baby,
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Pin your ears back if you're a bit of a singist, because the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night is at the Essex Lounge in Whalley Hill, Whalley, every single Monday night from 8pm through till 10pm. It's hosted by our very lovely Kev Piggott, and all the tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10am. If you want some more details about this, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
Once in your life, someone who turns your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though you left your way across town, wondering to yourself, hey, what am I about? When you get ghosts between the moon and New York City,
Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me fill you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby. I wanna squeeze you. Let me rock it, rock it.
Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So coming up on Saturday the 10th of February is a tabletop sale in Ingatestone Elim Church in the High Street in Ingatestone. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they've got all the usual stuff there, handmade jewellery and pre-loved clothes and puzzles and toys and books and tea and coffee and cake in the Hope Cafe, all in aid of Univad supporting children in the slums of Brazil. If you want some more details, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide where there's a nice little click through for you.
You come and go.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. 44 now, 16 to 9. Culture Club, Karma Chameleon there. We've got Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin on the way next. Now, I remember playing this on the 7-inch when it was released. Shocking. I'm getting old, you know. Don't forget, after 9 o'clock, it's 90s at 9 time.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in the functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
this time I won't end up in another picture. I wanna look like some kind of fool.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interview today, we've got three of them. After 10 o'clock, we're going to be chatting to Toye and Okanuga from Raw CIC about their project to engage young people. On 1-2-3 this afternoon, just after 1, with our lovely Patrick, he's going to be talking to Peter Livingston, chairman of the disability charity Essex Central Remap. And with our beautiful Joe, after 3 on Drive, Steve Linton's going to be talking about Brentwood Town FC's 3G project and other news from the club.
I found it to say. She thought I'd had enough of her. Why can't she see? She's lovely to me. But I like to stay here and watch TV on my own. My girl's mad at me. Been on the telephone for an hour. We hardly said a word. I tried and tried, but I could not. Why can't I explain? Why do I feel this pain? 'Cause everything I say, she doesn't understand. She doesn't realize. She takes it all the wrong way. My girl's mad at me. We argued just the other night. I thought we got it straight. Then talked until it was light. I thought we'd agree. I thought we talked it out. Now when I try to speak, she says that I don't care. She says I'm unaware.
At 8.
Just have to wait.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.